from Suvarnabhumi Airport in Bangkok, and I just wanted to do a very short podcast to get Winston's off-the-cuff impressions about Bangkok and Pattaya. In the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've seen a lot of Bangkok. We've been to a lot of the tourist areas, and I'm going to let Winston talk about basically what made the strongest impressions with him and why. So what do you want to say about all that?
Well, I think the culture is amazing here. There's lots to do and see, and the food is great. It's very tasty, very delicious. They have very good sauces and curries. And the infrastructure is great. It's fairly modern and efficient and mostly clean. And the people are pretty polite and reserved. And the women are very attractive, of course. I can see why it's a great tourist destination. But there does seem to be way too many tourists. Some places are overrun, so it's kind of crowded.
Yeah. Just quickly, if you were going to emphasize the contrast with the Philippines, how would you differentiate Bangkok from Manila or Pattaya from Angeles City?
Well, I would make the same comparison that most expats I know do, which is that Thailand is better for food and infrastructure and for quality in terms of the price you pay. You get a better value for your money. But the Philippines is better for people and women and the dating scene, because the girls in the Philippines are more sweet and warm and more interested in a real relationship, whereas Thais are kind of more reserved and they have a very different culture that's not as compatible with Western men. And in the Philippines, it's supposed to be a Catholic culture, and they speak English there, and the girls are looking for a serious relationship. So it's more compatible for Western men who want a long-term girlfriend or wife.
You know, I'll add a couple of things to that. I think that Thailand used to be a better spot for finding a wife, just based on the statistics. So, you know, if you go back 5, 10, 15, 20 years, there were a lot more. And you look at, data for, imported brides in places like Australia, the U.S., Canada, etc. The U.K., the numbers have gone down sharply. And I think the culture is part of that, but the culture's always been there. I think another part is just the fact that Thailand's gotten to a certain stage in its economic development, and also, the birth rate's gone down with that, and we're at a stage now where Thailand's probably an excellent place, maybe arguably one of the best places in the world to find fun, hedonism, serial dating, with strings attached, of course. You have to, the girls are going to often expect some kind of benefit unless they really like your look or something. They are into looks and materialism here, I think, more so than in the Philippines. And the other opportunity I think Winston failed to mention is that here in Thailand, you've got excellent, I would say awesome opportunities to meet people from all over Asia and even all over the world. And because they come here with the spirit of tourism, in other words, they're here to have fun, they're more open-minded than they may be in their home country. So we've actually found that a lot of the Northeast Asian girls here are very approachable, very open to exchanging line contact details and taking photos. And if your thing is to maybe try to meet people from China, Japan, Korea, you could actually meet them here, make the contacts. There's so many people come here on a weekly basis, and then you could follow up with them in the future in their home country, assuming that they had a strong enough impression, that they liked you or they wanted to make friends with you. I would say Bangkok and some of the tourist areas in Thailand, they offer that opportunity more than probably anywhere else in Asia that I can think of. Say, the Chinese women here, wouldn't you say, have been a little bit more open-minded than, say, the ones you meet back in China on average, or especially the Koreans or the Japanese?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, Chinese are usually reserved when it comes to talking to strangers, but we met a couple that were pretty open and enthusiastic about chatting with us, and one of them even went on an all-day date with me that I met on the street because she was by herself. And so,
and
yeah,
really,
I do agree with that.
All
yeah.
of the Northeast Asians, the Koreans and the Japanese, have at least been friendly and approachable. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, a lot of them have. Sure.
I mean,
and especially Koreans, because in the Philippines, the Koreans don't seem to talk to strangers at all. But here, they seem more cheerful, like in a happy mood.
It's interesting that you mention that. It's night and day. It's really funny because in the Philippines, they're very closed, but here they're very open because they're here as tourists. Whereas in the Philippines, a lot of them are quasi expats. Now, the other contrast is, it's funny, Winston was saying that in Russia, the Russians are so friendly, but the ones we meet here, it's the opposite, right?
Yeah, and that's true about Russians in Asia in general. I mean, even the ones in China, they seem unusually closed and like they only want to talk to other Russians. But I mean, you get on a plane to Moscow or St. Petersburg, and I swear, you can meet tons of people. It's super easy. They're so open. But for some reason, the Russians here just seem extremely cliquish.
When's the last time you were actually in Russia?
About 2005, I would
say. All right,
say.
So that's over 10 years ago. Do you think maybe it's changed with, you know, social media and the internet and everything? Do you think maybe Russia's not the same?
I think it's changed a little bit, but I mean, the culture is so social there that it's hard to imagine it changing a lot. I mean,
but then why is the Russian community, you know, in places like Chongqing so?
But the thing for me is, I mean, Russia doesn't get a lot of tourists, I don't think, because a lot of people are afraid to go there. There's still a negative stigma about it, and so when I go there, I have an exotic novelty factor because I look Asian, and so people are curious about foreigners because a lot of people there have never even met a foreigner. Okay. So there's kind of a novelty, exotic factor there.
Now, Winston, it's been said in the past that in Thailand they differentiate between Asian foreigners, white foreigners, black foreigners. Now, from what you've observed, have you gotten, say, better treatment since you're an Asian tourist versus, say, white tourists or black tourists or Arab tourists, from what you've observed and the way people behave towards you and people around you?
No, not particularly. I don't notice any difference in the way I've been treated versus a white foreigner or other Asian foreigners.
I mean, you know, you've got to remember that some of the information that's been put on the forum is very dated. I mean, like from 15 or 20 years ago or more. And back then, I mean, Thailand only got maybe 1/5 or 1/6 the number of tourists that it's been getting the last 3 or 4 years. So it's a totally different animal. And this whole generation, social media generation, they know a lot more about the outside world than, you know, Thais did 20 years ago. In fact, the government is getting very strict on monitoring the internet and going after anyone who's critical. So it's really a different animal than Thailand was, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. You know, keep that in mind. Countries always change. And what you've read about Thailand, you have to consider when it was written to see how accurate it might be. Now, just quickly, Winston, what have you seen? Just go through the highlights of the places you've been to, just so everyone knows where you've been and what you've done. And if you forget any, I'll try to add them in.
Well, we've gone to some malls and some tourist attractions, like the Buddhist temple. It's called a Wat.
Yeah, we've gone to Wat Po. We didn't make it to the Grand Palace, but we saw it from. You know, we've seen similar things. Wat Po is actually, I like that better. It's a lot more user-friendly. We've been to Dome and State Tower because that's a very famous rooftop restaurant that was featured in Hangover 2. We've been to Terminal 21. We didn't go into Siam Paragon, but we went by it. We actually took a canal boat to see an American in Bangkok. Yeah, we met him. The mall in Bangkapi, which is near where he stays. We took the canal there. We've taken taxis on the river. I mean, when I say taxis, I'm talking about the shuttle boats, the free shuttle boats that go to Aquatica, and I mean Asiatic, and also to what used to be the Marriott. It's another name now, but it's like a resort on the river, and we enjoyed a happy hour there. And it's a beautiful little mini resort right in Bangkok on the other side of the river, I mean from the main side. We went to Banglang Phu, Khao San Road, And Winston was blown away by the number of foreign women and foreigners in general that he saw there. I mean, literally thousands. We went to Pat Fong, we went to Nana Plaza, we went to Soy Kaboy. We walked all along Sukhumvit. We passed by Koreatown on Sukhumvit. We went to Chinatown. We had a great time in Chinatown with David Pearl. And by the way, we also met up with Falcon. And David Pearl hung out with us two or three times. And I think one of the highlights for Winston's trip, I hate to be Winston's spokesperson, but I'm a fast talker. I think he really loved the Soul Feature. I mean, I think he was blown away. And I was myself blown away waiting for him, watching all of the Northeast Asian guys. I mean, it's 95% Northeast Asian guys from various parts, you know, China, Northeast Asia, plus a few Thai Chinese, and a smattering of whites or other non-Asian foreigners, or non-Northeast Asian foreigners. But I think Winston was truly blown away by the three visits that he went to a couple of the Sophie's.
Yeah, and we're talking Sophie's. About these Sophie massage places where, you pretty much pick a girl and she treats you like a king. And the service is just first class, and you get all your needs and desires and fantasies satisfied pretty much. No. And I've never seen that before, even in the Philippines. I mean, it's not that top-notch service. And the price is pretty good, too. I mean, yeah.
Good value for money.
Yeah, the price is pretty low, and you get in probably a much better value than you pay, I would say.
No, under $50, depending on,
Yeah, it's around $50, $60, $70.
Like 90 minutes, 2 hours.
And you get, 2 hours of just first-class service and bliss.
Yeah. Or so,
And we also visited a few go-go bars, but I didn't... I mean, there were some attractive girls there, but I didn't find that it provided that much value there as much.
Okay.
But they were interesting.
Now, I also want to say that we went to Pattaya, and in Pattaya, we enjoyed going to the three main beaches. We went to Jomtien. We spent a lot of time walking back and forth along the, it blew us away. One night we went there, it was like 90% Chinese tourists with their flags. It's hilarious. We went all the way to the pier. We went to Wongamat Beach and we saw some beautiful views from condos there. And of course, when we were at Wongamat Beach, we went to the Sanctuary of Truth, which is an all-wooden structure built in the 80s. We got some amazing photos there. And there's some amazing knowledge there. If you read all the plaques and you just sit there, it's on the beach. You can really just chill there. And you can just feel some kind of energy, or at least that was my experience, and I think Winston agreed. Also in Pattaya, there's other things that we didn't do. Oh yeah, we actually got into a Muay Thai ring and had some fun with the guys. Winston got in there and threw a few kicks and punches, and we also watched some Muay Thai fighting when we were in Pattaya. Not the real fighting, but some of the show fighting that they do for the Chinese tourists. And yeah, Winston did try to talk to a few Russian people when we were in Jomtien here and there. We went to a nice beach in Jomtien, a little Russian market, which is super cheap and has great food in my opinion. And we went to a condominium resort there and enjoyed the rooftop pool and the ground floor pool, which is a really huge lagoon-like pool. So we've actually done a lot in a short time here. I'm just throwing in the names and the facts since you might not be familiar with them. What did you want to add to that?
That's pretty much it. And we visited some beaches and a lot of great restaurants too. And
vegetarian is not a problem here.
Yeah, if you're a vegetarian like me, I mean, it's a food paradise. There's vegetarian choices everywhere, and they make the food really good. And there's many options for cheap food too. I mean,
okay.
There's places where for a dollar you can get pad thai, and it's made very well and very delicious. I would say though that the language is a little bit of a barrier here because a lot of people don't speak good English. And a lot of people just speak a little English, and some don't speak any at all. So sometimes communicating can be frustrating here.
On communication, I would say that if you visit here a few times, you can kind of learn a mix of Thai and Pidgin English. The Thai Pidgin English, the way that Thais speak English, if you learn to speak it that way, you can actually be understood quite well in many of the tourist sectors. One more thing I want you to speak on, Winston, accommodation. Compare and contrast with the Philippines.
I would say for the accommodation, I mean, it varies on where you go, but generally it's a decent value. And I mean, there's hotels for like $10 or $15, depending on where you are, all the way up to you know, $30, $40, $50. So it's a pretty good value for what you pay for. And it's fair. It's like you, when you spend money here, you get, you know, you get more of a good value for what it's worth. But in the Philippines, that's not always so, because there's a lot of people that overcharge or get greedy, or maybe it's because there's bad infrastructure, so prices on decent things are very high. So you don't always get a good value for your money in the Philippines.
If I had to ask you the things you like most about Thailand, if you had a bullet point, say 3, 4, 5 things, what do you like most about Thailand?
Gosh, I guess the food and maybe the beauty of the women and
they're more beautiful than Filipinas on average. They're taller, they're lighter skin, there's more Chinese blood, right? And there's...
Yeah, on average, maybe a little more pretty, but in both countries, there's still a lot of gorgeous women that are very feminine and very attractive and very exotic. So both have a lot, but I would say Thais maybe on the average a little more attractive, but it's hard to say because there's just... I mean, even here, there's light skin and dark skin, and there's a variety of looks.
Now, you've said that for as far as finding a girlfriend or serious relationship, you think that the Philippines wins hands down. However, what about, you know, overall P4P opportunities and value for money? I mean, you know, Thailand versus the Philippines.
Oh, yeah, when it comes to pay for pleasure, I think you get a better value in Thailand.
From what you've observed.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, there's some good value in the Philippines too. I mean, Angeles City still provides a lot of good value and benefits to me, and it has a very warm vibe from the people. I mean, they're a lot more cheerful, and it seems like they're a lot more warm and cheerful, and it's more genuine, at least. And the vibe is more genuine there, at least to me. It's more soothing and warm.
It's funny that you say that, because I hear so many expats that do Angeles talk about how it's changed. It's gotten so bad, so mercenary, so cold compared to just like, say, 2008 when you first went there. But, you know, that's everyone's interpretation. And some of those guys are just visiting for 2 weeks, a month. But they have definitely said that it seems to be more like the way you described Thailand.
Of course. I mean, it's Angeles City is not as good as it was before. The prices have risen, and the attitude has changed. I mean, in some ways for the worse, because the girls are more spoiled. They expect more and offer less, but it's still good overall in that I still find a lot of great women and girls to date, and I still make friends and meet people because it's a very social environment, and people are very open there. And they're interested in having fun, and so it's very easy to meet people every day. And when you're meeting different people every day, eventually you have a group of regular friends that you hang out with, and a group of maybe several girls you date too. And so
that would probably be the case here as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you stayed here longer, I'm sure you could do that.
Let's talk about a couple.
If you work at it, yeah.
Let's talk about a couple of contrasting views of points of view from expats we know. We know Falcon, who's living here, and we also know an American in Bangkok who's actually married to a Thai woman. So according to an American in Bangkok, you can find a relationship here, you can get married, and some of the girls are decent.
Yeah.
According to Falcon, from what I understand, he doesn't think Thais are very good for that kind of thing in general, although there's always exceptions. What's your impression from the other foreigners you've observed here, plus what they've
told you? Well, most foreigners told me the same thing, which is that Thailand is good for like P for P, you know, and good for sex, you know, and the go-go bar scene, I mean, which has a lot more variety, and the soapy massages, but Philippines is better if you're looking for a girlfriend or a serious relationship, and someone who's more compatible with Western culture and Western men.
Okay.
So I would agree with that, and right. Most expats I know have said that too, and American in Bangkok, whose name is public, so you can say it. His name is Scott Malone, and it's on his website, so it's okay to say it. But he would be an exception. You know, I think most expats have told me, you know, just what I said.
Okay. Well, and then, you know, I think Stickman had a relationship, but I think that soured. I mean, we don't know the details, but I will say this. I mean, people fail to mention or fail to acknowledge that Bangkok and Pattaya and other certain areas of Thailand are so international that you have a very good chance of meeting somebody from another country here, whether it be Madagascar or a European country or Russia or another Asian country.
But they're mostly tourists, not expats.
Well, no. There's a sizable expat community too. There's a lot of Chinese living here, not just touring. There's a lot of Europeans who stay here, even women, who, you know, they do various jobs. They teach English. They get corporate jobs even. Although, you know, right now the economy is kind of weak. But Bangkok is so international. It kind of reminds me of Hong Kong in that way.
I've seen a lot more foreigners here than in Hong Kong. I mean, I've never seen so many foreigners in Asia, so many Europeans and Asian tourists. I mean, all over the world, Asian.
You know, you can come to Bangkok and have next to nothing to do with Thais in your personal life, and you can have a very rich personal life. So I want to throw that in there. Now, I think we've got to probably stop this for now because we've got to go to the gate, but we may or may not continue on with another podcast. But I think it's been overall, how would you summarize? It's been a successful trip for you. Has it been enjoyable, pleasurable, or any downs or ups? Or
yeah, as a vacation, and a tourist destination and a cultural attraction, yeah, it's been great. I mean, and it's, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of money to have fun here either.
Did it exceed your expectations? Or did it
surprise? It's hard to say. I didn't have a lot of expectations.
Okay, that's good.
But I would say, yeah. I mean, I wasn't really disappointed or anything. I mean,
okay. That's a wishy-washy answer. I loved it. Or I hated it.
I don't love or hate it. It's just
you got
a good experience. Yeah.
Some of the things were
interesting
great.
And good.
The sopi was great for you, right?
Yeah.
The food was great for you, right?
Yeah. The thing is, I mean, we moved around a lot and saw a lot of things, and so it was kind of tiring, and my pace is a little slower than Rock's, things were a bit rushed, and I would have preferred a more relaxed vacation.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but this was Winston's discovery tour. Next time he comes here, he can chill more because he'll know the ins and outs a little bit. But anyway, you know, I had a good time, and there's so many things about this country that I do love. Mm-hmm. And every time I come here, I get energized somehow. So we'll end it at that, and we may or may not follow up.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone, and hope you've enjoyed this and learned something from it.
Was that good, you think?
Yeah.